This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Also, more information about the nutritional end of my practice at forbiddendoctor.com. And once again, I am not the forbidden doctor, nor is my information forbidden. Except in the light of Big Pharma. Big Pharma doesn't like what I have to say. Big Pharma wants you to live chemically. I want you to live naturally. And that's what the Forbidden Doctor website is all about. And there's a lot of information there, just tons and tons of reading. We're trying to speed things up. We're trying to simplify. It's an older website. And it's just, I think it's got too much information. So we're trying to pare it back a little bit and make it much more user-friendly, as they say. I have a podcast at Forbidden Doctor on the dangers of vegetarian and vegan diets. I maintain that you can be a vegetarian, but it's not easy. You can be healthy as a vegetarian, but it is not easy to do because there are some nutrition sources that are only animal sourced, like vitamins A, D, E, and K. And, you know, and there's exceptions with E because you can get vitamin E from whole grains if they're prepared correctly. But vitamins A, D, A and D particularly only come from animal sources. But it's very dangerous being a vegan. And I know most vegetarians, but I have a lot of patients that are vegetarians, and I know that they're not primarily motivated by nutrition. That's not the reason why they're a vegetarian. A few of them, but the majority of them aren't, because they argue just strenuously for, you know, for the health benefits of the vegetarian diet, and they see good health as a reward for the purity and the virtue of their diet choices as a vegetarian. In my experience, a far more potent motivator among the vegetarians that I take place, or that I take care of, ranging from, you know, some of the idealistic college students, and we have a lot of colleges around here where I am in Salt Lake City, to social and environmental activists, or to those that adhere to the Eastern spiritual traditions like Buddhism and yoga, is the moral or ethical reason for not eating meat. And when you see great authority pictures like the spiritual luminaries as Mahatma Gandhi, or environmental crusaders such as Francis Lappe, the moral cause against eating meat seems at first glance to be overpowering. I mean, as a meat eater, I am, who cares deeply about living in harmony with my environment, and as an honest person trying to eliminate hypocrisy in the way I live, I take these arguments seriously, the arguments that my vegetarian patients give me. My vegan patients, I just encourage them deeply to read and study the subject much more than just the ethical end of it. But the typical argument kind of goes like this. You know, in order to feed modern society's enormous appetite for meat, animals have to endure unimaginable suffering in conditions of extreme filth and crowding and confinement. I mean, there are, we have evidence of chickens being packed 20 to a cage. Hogs are kept in concrete stalls so narrow they can't even turn around. There's a massive hog farm down in west central Utah. I think somewhere up to 20,000 animals. Now, the cruelty of all of this is appalling, and no less so the environmental effects. I mean, meat animals are fed anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds of vegetable protein for each pound of meat that they produce, which when you look at it just in that sense, is a very unconscionable practice in a world where so many people, I think 20% of the population of this planet is hungry every day. And whereas you 1/6 of an acre of land can feed a vegetarian for a year. Over 3 acres are required to provide the grain that's needed to raise a year's worth of meat for the average meat eater. So, you know, all too often, as the argument goes, those acres consist of clear-cut rainforests. The toll on water resources is equally grim. The meat industry accounts for somewhat half of the U.S. water compensation or consumption, 2,500 gallons per pound of beef, I think, compared to 25 gallons per pound of wheat. And then the polluting fossil fuels and the other types of inputs that go into meat production. As for the output, you know, 1.5 million tons of livestock manure pollutes our drinking water. So we don't want to forget the residues of antibiotics and synthetic hormones that keep showing up in our municipal water supplies. And even without considering the question of taking life, and I'll get to that in a minute, I think the above facts make it clear that it's immoral to aid and abet this system by eating meat. Now, it's the system that I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not going to contest any of those statistics. I'm not going to argue them, except to say they only describe the meat industry as it exists today. They constitute a very compelling argument against the meat industry, not meat eating. And that's the big difference here. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, a longtime contributor to the Good Day Health Show. Doug Steffen's a good friend of mine, and I see him a couple of times a year in my clinic. And I'm just very humbled and grateful to be a regular on his show. And I am always trying to answer the questions of my patients, as I have a practice in Salt Lake City. And this question comes up quite often. Now, there are other ways of raising animals for food rather than the brutality of the commercial system. And there's ways that make livestock an environmental asset rather than a liability, in which animals don't have to lead lives of suffering. You know, the traditional mixed farm that I had experiences with my grandparents in a farm in Pennsylvania and also in West Virginia, where I part of my growing up, where you have a variety of crops and pasture land and orchards. And here, manure is not a pollutant. It's a waste product. It's a valuable resource contributing to soil fertility. And instead of taking grain away from the starving millions, these pastured animals actually generate the food calories that they're carrying around from land that's unsuited to tillage, especially the hilly, rocky stuff. But they sit there, they spend all day grazing on this land that you can't grow stuff on except for the grass and the pastured grass. And then when animals were used to do work like pulling plows and eating bugs and turning compost, they reduced the fossil fuel consumption and the temptation to use pesticides. And the animals living outdoors don't require a huge input of water for sanitation, especially the streams running through the farmland. So in a farm that's not just a production facility, it's an ecology. Livestock plays a very beneficial role. And the cycle and the connection among the crops and the trees and the insects and the manure and the birds and the soil and the water and the people living there create this intricate web of organic, I think, in its real original sense, this a thing of beauty. That's not easily lumped in the same category as a 5,000 animal concrete hog factory. But any natural environment is home to animals and plants, and it seems reasonable that an agriculture that tries to be as close as possible to nature would bring out both of these as best they could. You know, on a purely horticultural farm, wild animals can be a big problem, and the artificial measures that are required to keep them out. The nice rows of lettuce and carrots, you know, are an irresistible buffet for rabbits and woodchucks and deer, which can decimate an entire field of these crops overnight. And the vegetable farmers have to rely on electric fences and traps and sprays, you know, more than most people realize, and guns and traps to protect their crops. And if the farmer refrains from killing, you know, raising vegetables at a profitable yield requires keeping the land in a highly artificial state, cordoned off from nature. So you can argue, you know, but the idyllic farms of yesteryear are insufficient to meet the huge demand for our meat-addicted society. And even if you eat only organically raised meat, you're not being moral unless your consumption level is consistent with all the Earth's 6 billion people that share the diet. So that argument rests, I believe, on the unwarranted assumption that our meat industry seeks to maximize production. Actually, it seeks to maximize profit, which means maximizing not production, but productivity, you know, in the sense of units per dollar. And in dollar terms, it's more efficient to have 1,000 cows in a high-density feedlot eating corn that they should not be eating on a chemically dependent 5,000-acre farm than it is to have 50 cows grazing on each of 20 different 250-acre family farms. And it's more efficient in dollar terms and probably more efficient in terms of human labor, too, because fewer farmers are needed. And in a society that today just kind of belittles farming, I think that's a good thing. But in terms of beef per acre, as they talk about it, you know, in terms of water and fossil fuel and the other kinds of natural capital involved, it certainly is not more efficient. So in an ideal world, meat would be just as plentiful but it would be much more expensive. So that is as it should be. I think traditional societies understood that meat's a special food. They revered it as one of nature's highest gifts. And to the extent that our society translates our high value into high price, meat should be expensive. And the prevailing prices for meat are extraordinarily low relative to consumer spending, both by historical standards and when you compare meat prices here with other countries. And ridiculously cheap food just impoverishes farmers. It demeans food itself. It makes it less efficient. So I want to get into the moral imperative here. We're going to go to a break. And when we get back, those were the environmental issues. I want to get into the moral issues of this for a few minutes because I have a lot of patients who struggle with this. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show, and I am Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We will be right back.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen and myself, Dr. Jack Stockwell. So what I've talked about so far, the cruel conditions and the environmental sustainability and the important moral motivations, I think, for vegetarianism. But vegetarianism existed before the days of factory farming, and it was inspired by the simple, primal conviction that killing is wrong. And it's just plain wrong to take another animal's life unnecessarily. It's bloody, it's brutal, and barbaric. That's the moral dilemma there. And of course, plants are alive, and most vegetarian diets involve the killing of plants. The exception would be the fruitarian diet that eat only fruit that they pick from a living bush or tree. But most people don't accept that killing an animal is the same as killing a plant. And few would argue that animals are not a more highly organized form of life with, greater consciousness or sentience and greater capacity for suffering. I mean, compassion extends more readily to animals that cry out in fear and pain, though personally, when I have to weed the garden, I'm not happy about pulling out and killing those weeds, although I know it's necessary. I mean, plants are alive too. There's an argument for that. But I think it's not going to satisfy the moral impulse behind vegetarianism. But it should also be noted that mechanized vegetable farming involves massive killing of soil organisms and insects and rodents and birds. And this does not address the central motive for vegetarianism, because this killing is incidental and somewhat in principle might be able to be minimized. I mean, the soil itself, the earth itself, may, as far as we know, be a sentient being. And so with an agricultural system, even if it's plant-based, it kills the soil, it kills rivers, it kills the land. And is that any morally reprehensible as a meat-oriented society? But it doesn't really get to the essential issue, does it? Isn't it wrong to kill a sentient being unnecessarily? So you kind of question whether this killing is truly unnecessary, because, the nutritional establishment looks favorably on vegetarianism, and a significant minority of researchers, vigorously dispute the health claims of vegetarianism. But in this discussion here, that's beyond the scope of what I'm trying to talk about. But after many years of self-dedicated, self-experimentation, I'm convinced that meat is very necessary for me to enjoy health and strength and energy. Now, does my need for good health myself outweigh another sentient being's right to life? And so that question comes back around to the central issue of killing. And I think it's time to drop all the unstated assumptions and meet this issue head on. Which, let me start with a very naive, provocative question. What exactly is wrong about killing? And for that matter, what is so bad about dying? I mean, it's impossible to address all the moral implications of eating meat without thinking about the significance of life and death. I mean, otherwise one is in danger of great hypocrisy, you know, because you're separated from the fact, the act of death behind each piece of meat that we eat. And the physical and the social distance from slaughterhouse to dinner table insulates us. So we don't feel the fear. We don't feel the pain as animals are led to the slaughter. And it turns a dead animal into just a piece of meat or a steak or a hamburger. And that distance is a luxury our ancestors didn't have in their hunting and their farming societies. Killing was upfront, it was personal, and it was very respectful taking the life of a living, breathing animal. Now we're going to go to break. I'm going to get back about more of this here. The idea of being insulated from death extends far beyond the food industry, mind you. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You are listening to the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. I will be right back after the break.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting is set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
That's John Schaefer reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back once again. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show, and I'm talking about the moral implications involved with killing a sentient being and at the same time making food available to you that your body requires. And I've been talking about insulating ourselves. You know, we in our Western culture, you know, we're accumulating our worldly treasures, our wealth, our status, our beauty, our expertise, our reputation, our things, and we kind of ignore the truth that those things don't exist very long. They don't last very long because, you know, the old saying, you can't take it with you, is yet the American system is fixed on worldly acquisition, and it depends on the pretense that we can take things with us and that these things have a lasting value. And it's usually only a really close brush with death, personally, that people finally start to wake up to what's really important. And the reality of death, I think, reveals in us the errant folly and the goals and the values of our modern conventional life, both collectively and individually. So it's no wonder in our society, the Western society compared to the rest of the world, just unprecedented in its wealth, has developed a fear of death equally unprecedented in history. You know, on a personal and even on an institutional life, keeping someone alive who's in the worst of kinds of conditions where we put life more important than the value of that life or the prolonging of agony just because we can't face the death of something. So that, you know, the whole American program is to insulate ourselves as much as we can from death, to make us secure, you know, from the conscious, subconscious feeling it could ever happen to us. So I think when we dig deeper into this fear, you know, our culture's dualistic separation of body and soul and matter and spirit and man of nature, you know, going back to Newton, to Descartes, that broke everything down into separate beings and separated us from the community and the existence of all the elemental parts of the earth and the soil and the plants and the animals and the bugs and the trees and mankind and families all come together as a community that depends upon one another. Because in other cultures, they're much more ancient and wiser than the Western society. They don't see it like this. They believe in a sacred world. They believe in a world of matter that's infused with the spirit. I think the term is animism, the belief that all things possess a soul. And even this, you know, definition betrays, I think, Western society, that there could be a soul behind things. I mean, if all things are soul, then life in the flesh of a material world will be sacred. So when death itself is, you know, when a life is wrongly lived, you know, it's the ultimate calamity to see why an ethical person would choose vegetarianism. I mean, to deprive a creature of life is the ultimate crime, especially in the context of a society that values safety over fun and security over creativity. Now, fortunately, there's a time to live. Let me put it this way. In an animistic, holistic world, the moral question one might ask about food was something killed for me to eat this? Rather than, is this food taken in rightness and harmony? In harmony? The cow is a soul. So's the land. So's the ecosystem. So's the planet. Did the cow live the life a cow ought to live? Is the way it was raised beautiful or ugly, according to the current commercial stuff? You know, I ask whether eating this food contributes to that tiny shred of divine tapestry. And what do I mean by that? There's a time to live and there's a time to die. That's the way of nature. If you think about it, prolonged suffering is rare in nature. It's our meat industry that promotes prolonged suffering of animals and people and the earth. And that's not the only way. I mean, when a cow lives the life a cow ought to live, when its life and death are consistent with a beautiful world, then for me, there's no ethical dilemma at the end of its life to kill that animal for food. Now, of course, there's pain and fear when the animal's taken to the slaughter, like when the robin pulls a worm up out of the ground, or when wolves bring down a caribou, or just when you uproot weeds from the garden. There's much to be sad about in life, but underneath the sadness is a joy that is dependent not on avoiding pain, but living rightly and living well. I mean, it would indeed be hypocritical for me to apply this to a cow and not to myself. To live with integrity as a killer of animals and plants, it's necessary for me to live my own life rightly and well, even especially when such decisions seem to sometimes jeopardize my comfort or jeopardize my security or even my self-interest. And to live rightly is simply to risk facing death every day. Not just for animals, but for me. I mean, there's a time to live and there's a time to die. And what is good enough for any living creature that I eat is good enough for me. And eating meat doesn't have to be an act of arrogant speciesism, consistent with a humble submission to the changing tides of life and death. Now, if this sounds crazy, or if this sounds radical or unattainable, you know, all these calculations that I'm giving in my interest, I mean, what will the benefit, I mean, what can I grow, what can I realize in the fulfillment of my life out of this? And the ultimate ideal for me is to live rightly decision by decision. My heart sings even when my rational mind disagrees and my ego gets in the way. Because my wisdom, like everybody else, is limited. And despite our machinations, we're ultimately unsuccessful at avoiding pain. We're unsuccessful at avoiding loss, and we're certainly unsuccessful at avoiding death. And for animals and plants and humans alike, there is more to life than not dying. My son, when he turned 13 or 14, out here in the wilds of Marlboro Man country in Utah, wanted to go hunting because his buddies, he wasn't raised hunting. I mean, I haven't hunted, my goodness, I probably haven't hunted in 30, 35 years. but I hunted quite a bit in my 20s and 30s with my friends. And we'd go out for the, you know, the annual ceremony up into the hills. And I shot a few deer, never anything bigger, although we have some pretty big elk out here, and moose, and bison. And it always saddened me every time I would kill one of these animals. But I, you know, in the back of my head was this, well, here's food for the family. And I, you know, made a reasonable living. I could go to the store and buy the commercial stuff, but something inside of me said there was something more moral about doing it myself. So my son wanted to go. And I said, okay, I'll take you. I haven't gone in 30 years, but I'll take you out with me. And I said, here's the thing. You're going to go take a hunter class, a hunter safety class. And then we'll go. If we find an animal, I'll let you shoot it. And he kind of got excited about that, as a 14-year-old boy might. And I said, and then I'll show you how to gut it out. And then that caught his attention. And I said, you know, we're going to cut it from here, just below the neck, all the way down the front, so we can take the organs out, because we don't want them to go rancid and spoil. And we have to cut off the scent glands, and we have to do a few other things to preserve the meat. And then we're going to hang it up and bleed it out. And I did this in such a way that I got him to feel the taste of death himself. And then we'll bring it home, and we'll put it in a cooler and age it for a few days. And then we'll cut it up and butcher it ourselves and wrap it up and put it in the freezer. And by this point, the look on his face, if I could have just photographed the look on his face, and he said, and this is no lie, this is no exaggeration, he said, can't we just go shoot a few chickens? They just run around in circles. That's exactly what he said. He decided he didn't want to do it. And I said, son, you were raised as a meat eater, just like your mother and myself, but we're distant from it. And I want you to understand the sacredness of life by taking it yourself, and to understand that there is a much better way to have a meat industry in Western society than these horrible, horrible conditions under which most commercial animals are raised for slaughter. Full of antibiotics, eating foods full of all the chemicals and certain kinds of preservatives and all the stuff to kill bugs and parasites, and leading these animals to have a very, very unhealthy life, and then fed food that Mother Nature had never intended these animals to eat, just to fatten them up. And I said, I would defend the end of that industry as much as I would defend my right to eat meat. So, in the meantime, as he has grown older, and he's in his 20s now, been on a few farms in the West, and seen how grass-pastured animals are raised, and the family of the animals. And pigs are very social. Pigs are very family-oriented when left in clean conditions, and surprisingly intelligent animals. And at the same time, being able to get his hands into the dirt and to appreciate the power of life, and that when he eats something, was killing involved? And was the killing done in some degree of rightness and harmony? And so that was the impression I wanted to leave on him. Now, I've had much more time to talk about this in the Good Day Health Show than I do face-to-face with patients during the day. But I want to refer them back to this, because at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast, there are hundreds of these podcasts, not just by Dr. Ken, but myself as well, on various subjects that are available for your perusal. Now, at forbiddendoctor.com, under podcasts, I have about an hour and a half long presentation on the dangers of vegetarian and vegan diets. And I can't argue the moral dilemma a young teenage girl who decides she's not going to eat meat anymore because she can't contribute to the killing of an animal and goes straight vegan. I do not have one exception to what I'm about to tell you. Within 2 to 3 months, there's a massive personality change because they're vitamin A and D deficient. There are very important enzymes involved in meat that you're not going to get from the vegetable kingdom. And before too long, the parents are not happy at all with the choice their children have made, going vegan. As I said earlier, vegetarianism is that you can be a vegetarian, but it's difficult, and you have to constantly watch your diet to stay healthy. Well, I hope this helps. It might be a bit controversial. You can reach me at jackstockwell@gmail.com if you want more comments or questions regarding this. In a few minutes, after the next break, I'm going to be joining Doug, and we're going to be finishing out the show together with one another. It's always a treat to talk to him. People always say, don't walk all over Dr. Jack. Don't walk on Dr. Jack. And I love it when he does that because I love the way Doug's mind works. Just this machine gun approach to what's important. So stick around for Doug and myself to finish out this show, and I really appreciate your listenership to the Good Day Health Show. So stick around as we go into the next segment where Doug and I will polish off the rest of the show.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The Good Day Health program is something in service of this program that airs with Jack every weekend. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner, and he has lots to say about a lot of important things. He has a wealth of knowledge that I have not found equal in probably, I'm going to say, any other doctor, anybody else who focuses on health. You have an encyclopedic knowledge, and that's why I like to kind of get into the nitty-gritty with you. There's a sort of natural approach to things. I noticed that there's a new herbal extract that's being touted to improve mild dementia, ginseng, ginkgo, and something called Crocus sativus. I got ginseng and ginkgo. I use it myself. I never heard of Crocus sativus. What's that? Where is it found? Was that something known by
the
name?
That, we have that in our long life energy enzymes.
So you can get those by going, by the way, to ForbiddenDoctor.com. They're called the Lee enzymes, long life energy enzymes. I take them every day. I give them to Daisy, my dog. So is there a way? This is apparently something that needs to be put together, all of these things, in order to have the cognitive effect that is desired. I mean, who the heck wants to get dementia, right?
Well, we've talked on your show many times about bacopa, about ginkgo, and yep. The ability that these herbs have to as a tonic for the brain to kind of wake up the neurotransmitter activity inside the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There are several things that contribute to not just Alzheimer's, but dementia in general, the most the most common one that goes from coast to coast in this country is simply malnutrition, not eating the foods, especially those that are containing fish oils, which just happen to come in fish. Right. And we know that the fats, we know that the fats that are present in fish oil, the DHA and the EPA, can only come in through our diet. Our body will not make those. Most of the fats that the body needs, in the sense of the healthy fats, the body will make, the liver will make them, but there's some fats called essential fatty acids, essential because it must be in the diet. Our body does not make them. And because our brain, you know, the dry weight of the brain is more than 50% fat, and particularly the DHA and the EPA that are very, very rich in fish oils. So we either supplement with fish oils, which I, you know, I've got plenty of that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, or you start eating a lot more fish. And I'm not talking about frozen breaded fish sticks that you warm up. I'm talking about deep ocean fish. Things like
cod.
Cod, especially cod, east or west coast cods, Arctic cod, also salmon. Deep ocean tuna. These are very rich in the kinds of fats that the brain requires.
What Jack is saying is not farmed, but actually out in the wild where they grow naturally. And there are a lot of places around the world, especially in Asia, that farm these fish. And the what they eat, although you know, we talk about lobster all the time, they eat the stuff on the bottom. Some of the things that these fish on the farms eat, as not the farms that are here probably better, but Asian farms not so much. But the point is that you need oils, and these oils come from fish that have the proper exposure to nature in their natural habitat. Right? Am I how am I
right? And there's some, no, you're doing excellent. And there's some other sources such as butter that comes from grass pastured cattle, dairy cows, not the commercial ones. The commercial ones. Because they're fed foods that they shouldn't be fed, and they're in terribly unhealthy conditions, they don't.
Well, this is the difference between the free range. If you, my cows are pastured. That's the
absolutely
example.
Absolutely.
Versus being in a feedlot where they get a lot of stuff that's mixed together in a big truck that has, you know, in some cases the stuff that's put in there is all good, but sometimes some of the stuff isn't all good. And so it's the stuff that's put, especially with beef cattle, they put stuff in the feed that will enhance them. They call it finishing the cow. Those of you who are farmers know what I'm talking about. They finish them with, not that tofu is bad for them, but there are some things that are put into some of the feed that are not natural, but they add, it's almost like hormonal, so the cattle can grow faster and bigger and...
Will grow, and they have no business eating corn or silage.
Yeah. Well, my cows like it because I grow it the natural
because
way.
Because it's sweet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Listen, we like sweet things. I like you, Jack, and you're sweet. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.